It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Violence rocked the New York City Police Department Friday night after two police officers were shot while responding to a domestic violence call in Harlem. The gunfire killed 22-year-old officer Jason Rivera, and this morning officer Wilbert Mora remains hospitalized in critical condition. These were the third and fourth NYPD officers shot just last week, after a spate of violent, high-profile incidents across the city. Collectively, it creates a challenging dynamic for Mayor Eric Adams, who's been in office since January 1st. He ran on a commitment to restore public safety. Joining me now with details from the weekend is WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with some of the details about the shooting on Friday night. What do we know about what happened there?
So the officers were responding to a 911 call from a mother who was concerned about her adult son. This was at her apartment on 135th Street near Lenox Avenue on Friday evening. After the officers arrived, police say 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil opened fire with a stolen 9mm handgun that was registered in Baltimore. A third officer on the scene fired at McNeil. The wounded officers and shooter were all taken to Harlem Hospital. Here's Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell during the initial briefing on Friday night, really making it clear the toll this is all having on her new department.
I am struggling to find the words to express the tragedy we are enduring. We're mourning and we're angry. The NYPD, New York City, all of us.
Now, keep in mind, Michael, two other police officers were shot in the line of duty last week. And earlier that same evening, Mayor Adams was attending a vigil in the Bronx for an 11-month-old baby who was shot in the face.
When incidents such as this happen can have a ripple effect, as we know, across a neighborhood and across the city, what was the response in the neighborhood this weekend?
That's absolutely true, Michael. These things never happen in a vacuum. My colleague David Cruz was on the ground in Harlem. On Friday night, he spoke with Ricky Wallace, who said he moved to the neighborhood about 6 years ago. This is what he says is the problem.
It ain't the cops that I'm afraid of. It's the criminals that we keep letting out, you know, it makes the neighborhood unsafe. You know, because a career criminal is always going to be a career criminal.
Then on Saturday, there was Lewis, who did not want to give his last name, who's been in the neighborhood for about three decades. He said shootings are a problem, but he also has issues with policing, especially when they patrol in their cars instead of walking and talking on the beat.
How would you know what's going on? You don't communicate with the people who live in the community. All you do is patrol. You look at us like we're animals here. That's how you look at us. They sit in a cage as they drive by.
Ultimately, what you're hearing there in those perspectives is the policy challenge for Mayor Adams. How do you restore public safety as part of the city's recovery from the pandemic, while also changing how people feel about policing, particularly in Black and brown communities that have struggled with both increasing gun violence and the misuse of tactics like stop and frisk?
It's been a disconcerting month for New Yorkers and a brutal start for Mayor Adams. How did he respond this weekend?
It's true. Altogether, five NYPD officers have been shot this month. And that's in addition to a 19-year-old woman shot and killed while working at Burger King, that deadly fire in the Bronx, a woman killed after being shoved in front of an oncoming train in Times Square, and of course, that 11-month-old baby shot in the Bronx last week. And all of this while the city is still dealing with the record-breaking spike in COVID cases from the Omicron variant. So for his part, Mayor Adams made a point to be extremely visible this weekend. Mm-hmm. He went straight to Harlem Hospital on Friday night after that vigil. He met with officers there and spoke publicly, framing these events in stark terms. He put the focus on the influx of illegal guns across the city. He also spoke directly to the NYPD, asking them to keep doing their jobs, to not give up on the city. And on Saturday morning, he sent a video message directly to the officers and said things that few other mayors could say with the same level of credibility.
I know how much your family fears for your life and how it feels to have your family fear for your safety. I want you to know how much New Yorkers appreciate you and the work you do. They want you here. They support you.
You know, Mayor Adams, obviously someone who served as a member of the NYPD. Now, for the rest of the weekend, he was meeting with City Hall officials and community leaders. He went to the 32nd precinct to meet with officers there. He met with violence interrupters and talked about what else they need so that they can successfully defuse the type of situations that lead to street shootings. He met with the family of the officers, and he was doing a lot of national media appearances on Sunday.
What kind of political challenge does an event like this pose for Mayor Adams?
Well, Michael, people want Adams to deliver results quickly, and yet we're dealing with really deeply rooted problems. Mm-hmm. He comes to this position, he's the second only Black mayor, also was a member of the NYPD. So he understands and can feel both the anxiety of police officers and their families who fear for their safety and communities who've borne the brunt of over-policing. Now, he is eager to get the city back open and humming, and yet he's got this Omicron variant that just emerged at an incredibly challenging moment, delivering another blow to these communities who are weary from a cycle of lockdowns and sickness and economic instability. He's going to be offering a more detailed plan this week. In fact, today he's going to be delivering remarks. He's expected to call for more federal help with illegal gun trafficking, state changes to bail laws, and the return of a plainclothes NYPD unit focused on gun crime. My colleague Liz Kim pointed out that he only has control of one of those initiatives. She also wrote a very smart analysis of the politics Adams faces for Gothamists that you should really check out if you haven't yet.
What else should New Yorkers watch for from this event this weekend?
Well, we know that later this week there will be a funeral for Officer Rivera at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Police union leader Pat Lynch called on everyday New Yorkers to come out and show their support. So we'll be watching to see how the department treats Mayor Adams. So far, there seems to be a receptivity to his message of support. But, you know, if they're unhappy with whatever policies he unveils, that could change. And remember, it was at a funeral for slain officers Ramos and Liu where police officers turned their backs on Mayor de Blasio back in 2015. And those were moments he never quite recovered from.
No, he did not. Bridget Bergen is WNYC's senior political correspondent. Bridget, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.